On ABC Radio Adelaide, this is Deb Tribe.
Very sadly, on Wednesday night, the Wheels in Motion Gawler Group, who help young drivers attain a licence, have had to suspend their program because there's been malicious damage done to the vehicle. Dave Weatherly is program coordinator with Wheels in Motion. Hi, David.
Hi, Deb. Nice to talk with you.
Well, it's nice to talk to you. I'm sorry it's about what we're talking is the damage that's been done to your vehicle. What happened?
The vehicle was just about to recommence after COVID lockdown and young people accessing that vehicle. It was there, ready to go out in its bonnet, roof, interior. The interior display was damaged. So quite substantial damage in terms of needing to be replaced or whether it can be repaired.
We're very sad to hear it. For those that may not have heard of Wheels in Motion before, tell us what you actually do and the service that you provide with this vehicle.
We help the young people in the Gawler Light regional area. It's a program aimed at the 16 to 25-year-olds who, in the household where they live or access to a licensed supervising driver, or those that can demonstrate through issues that they're disadvantaged in some way. One of the issues around Gawler is they need private transport to get to a TAFE or to jobs and so forth. At the moment, we don't have a train service. We've got a bus service that goes into Adelaide. So people wanting to go out to Tea Tree Plaza for a part-time or casual job or come into the city and they don't have a vehicle and they don't have access to a vehicle causes them to be used. So as a Rotary Club, we were approached and we had as I said, it's designed for the young people of Gawler to help them get their 75 hours up. So mentors sit alongside them. It's not replacing in any way licensed driving instructors. It's more your surrogate parents, if you like, do their 75 hours.
Well, that's right, machine. And as you get older, the car becomes your freedom machine, but you just take it for granted that so many children have supportive family, parents or friends and vehicles. But of course, that's just not the case for many disadvantaged young people.
Yeah, and it can be young people. It can be people, coming out of unsatisfactory relationships and so forth, where they've relied on somebody else for that transport, and now they've all they've got is their learners and no way of actually transitioning to get their P's.
Is there any idea who was behind this damage, or was it just was there other damage to other property done?
There was some Cafe Nova as well, where it's parked near Cafe Nova, and they've been great supporters of ours. So the car was parked there, so there was damage to Cafe Nova and the car. There's cameras there and so forth that may assist the police in their investigations, but we'll just leave that to them to sort out. We're more concerned about the impact it had on the young people in the Gawler area, that they were just getting, if you like, moving forward with opportunity and so forth. We've got six of them that are very close to getting their 75 hours.